Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, get those phone calls coming here, 406-294-0970. First off, it's always fun to hear callers from all across Montana. We're just going to be mixing it up, taking your phone calls and more over the next 2 hours. But right now, we have a trainee in the house. We have a trainee in the studios with us. Not next week. Next week, we got Thanksgiving. The week after Thanksgiving, I'm going to be taking a few days off, and you're going to have an incredible guest host here, former Montana Lieutenant Governor, former Montana Congressman, in fact, the longest-serving statewide member of Congress from Montana ever, Denny Rehberg, will be guest hosting the show for a few days that week. It's going to be a ton of fun. Denny, well, it's just fun seeing you here this morning.
Well, thank you, Aaron, and I am truly a neophyte, and so I'll probably make some mistakes. Your listeners have to understand if I cut you off, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I hit the wrong button.
Well, and in fact, I've been doing this show for how long now, and what I find is I get a little too fast on the buttons, and so people think that they don't hear me say thank you for calling and goodbye, and then I immediately free up the phone line because I get so easily distracted that I'll immediately cut the phone line so that I can free up the phone line for the next caller, for one, and then two, I don't have this red blinking light at me and I don't know who it is, and
surprised you have an ability to have a conversation with your guest, because I'd be looking at the clock, I'd be looking at my next thing, and it's very complicated. As somebody, you ought to do a guest sometime just off the street, somewhere, and just say
random guest host.
Yeah, I'll give you an hour of education, and you're going to run the board, and then you can.
The problem is they'll do a better job than I do, and I'll be out of work. That's the problem.
I don't think that's going to happen. I hope I'm not fired after Monday, because it's going to be dead space Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
You'll do great.
I'm really looking forward to it, and I miss being congressman, because at that time I represented all 56 counties. So I've been on the Yak, I've been to Westby, I've been to Alzada and down Dell and Dillon and in the southwest part, and I just don't get to do that anymore. There's so much going on in Montana I'm missing out on. It drives me crazy not to know what's going on.
You know, I was saying this during the election cycle, because some of our listeners were like, why would anybody want to run for office? You think about, like, take Tim Sheehy, for example, $175 million spent against him in these false attack ads. How do they even survive? How do you keep waking up the next morning and going back out at it? And what I said is, like, look, if you're a campaign staffer and you're stuck behind a computer and you're in the fight every day, it can be exhausting. It can get miserable sometimes. But it's an important part of the fight. But the candidate, they get to go travel the state. They get to go meet people at Lincoln Reagan dinners, and they get to go to the farmers co-op or you name it. And it is rejuvenating. It is reinvigorating. When I did these events with Americans for Prosperity in Montana, I got to do like what the candidates do and go out and meet people every single day. Yep. And man, it just fired you up every single time. It encourages you. It reassures you. It's crazy.
It is fun. I enjoyed every minute of it. The real losers in the whole thing are the spouses. Jan was raising young kids, so Tim doesn't have exactly the same problem, nor does Steve Daines. But the kids are kind of the losers, because they have to face their friends at school, and the wives don't have a husband or a wife to help around the house.
But your kids are doing great.
They are.
So Jan did a great job.
Didn't raise no liberals.
Probably better getting you out of the house, frankly. All right, stand by. Denny Rehberg in the house.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Republicans will have a narrow majority in the House when the new Congress convenes in January. When all is said and done, campaigns will have exhausted several billion dollars on House races, and the results likely the same as where things stand now. A Republican majority within a seat of two of the present breakdown in the current Congress. With a tight margin, within a handful of votes, Republicans can only lose a few on their side before needing help from the Democrats to pass bills. This is precisely the same problem which bedeviled the Republican majority for the past 2 years. It's a problem to pass anything with more than a few defectors, or if one or two Republicans are absent. For Republicans, a solid victory by President-elect Trump will likely impose party discipline for many of his legislative initiatives. But what happens when the GOP tries to advance tax reform and budget hawks balk because it explodes the deficit? Or if New York Republicans demand a restoration of the state and local tax reduction known as SALT? Republicans have 53 votes in the Senate, but that's a far cry from 60 votes needed to break a filibuster. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Securing America.
The head of U.S. Indo-Pacific Command, Admiral Samuel Paparo, raised alarms Tuesday during a conversation with the Brookings Institution concerning the effects of U.S. support for Ukraine on other theaters. Paparo says he wasn't originally concerned because most of the weapons provided to Ukraine were mainly artillery and short range. But now,
with some of the Patriots that have been employed, some of the air-to-air missiles that have been employed, it's now eating into stocks. You know, and to say otherwise would be dishonest.
Admiral Paparo says this is particularly significant concerning the military's ability to respond in his area of responsibility.
Because the PRC is the most capable potential adversary in the world.
The admiral says the fix is actually quite simple.
We should replenish those stocks, mm-hmm. and then some.
Paparo adding,
you know, it's a time for straight talk.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Brett's.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, we're going to be taking your phone calls and more. And I mentioned we've got Congressman Denny Rehberg in the house with us, former Montana congressman. He's kind of learning the ropes here for when he guest hosts the show in a couple of weeks. So we're showing him just really it's the hardest part is just trying to figure out how to talk for all this amount of time. But, Denny, you don't have any trouble figuring out how to talk for an extended period of time.
No, so. I know. It takes me a half hour to say hello because I'm a politician. So I can fill the time, but the problem is working the phones, looking at the guest or looking at the phone of who's calling in.
That's the hard part. Well, luckily we've got great producers here, Travis, and then Caden, who's been filling in for Travis, does a great job as well. So they'll answer the phones, and so I'm just kind of showing them which buttons to push here in the studio to make it all happen. But yeah, we're taking your phone calls, 406-294-0970. I want to talk more with Denny about RFK Jr. and what that means for making America healthy again and much more. But first, we got a great guest who just popped into our studios here. This is the 10th annual Vets Giving. The 9th annual Vets Giving for Warrior Wishes Montana. This is such a cool deal. Miguel, if I remember right, every Thanksgiving now, you're providing a full Thanksgiving meal for any veteran out there, and you do this in the Billings area.
We do. This is 9 consecutive years that we've been able to do this, and it's such an honor and a privilege to continue to give back even after my own service. So this is something that is very, as you know, because you've helped me cover this for the last 9 years, is near and dear to my heart, and it does help our veteran population, and especially this time of year when morale is down, 22 a day sort of thing. So this is the kickoff to the Christmas season, and I'm honored to be able to put these meals together and give our veterans free of charge.
Denny, I know when you were congressman, you would put together care packages for troops. How rewarding was it to be a part of that? And then just for folks to get a chance to be a part of something like this as
it
well.
It was until I got in trouble. I had the convenience stores around the state donate, and they donated jerky and cigarettes. And I had boxes and boxes and boxes of those in my D.C. office behind my desk. And when I was home for the weekend, the American Cancer Society came into my office, and my idiot staff let them sit at my desk and around my desk. And they saw these boxes of cigarettes. And when I got back, I told the American Cancer Society, I'm sorry, but I'm going to send the troops what they want. And they want cigarettes, chewing tobacco, and jerky. And I love the American Cancer Society, but don't dump on the military and the veterans or those that are actively serving. Give them what they want. Right. So it turned south on me one time.
Yeah. I had received one of those boxes at one time, minus the cigarettes. Yeah. But, you know, you're absolutely right. And being over in Iraq when it's 130, 40 degrees out, and you know too, it's just some products won't last long in that box. They'll just be melted and fused together.
But it's just fun to do.
But getting a care package, oh, man, and beef jerky was always the best, because you could just throw that in a cargo pant pocket. Yep. And if you were out hiking around or riding around in a Humvee and, you know, pulling out some jerky was just a great way to and get some protein, good protein.
And, you know, exactly.
But these meals are important, too. And I've participated in programs like this before because Jan and I had Popeye's restaurants, so we had chicken. And we would donate full chickens and a lot of chicken product. We had Burger King one, and we would donate. The French fries don't travel as well for a veteran down at DFW or wherever you're going.
So, Miguel, describe this Thanksgiving meal that you're going to be providing for veterans, because it's a cool deal that you're doing that. You got a lot of different sponsors and things like that.
The first 8 years, we did the pre-cooked meals. Albertsons up on the Heights did our pre-cooked meals, and we would hand those out. We've kind of outgrown that because, as you know, last year we did 800 meals, and we were unable to do it this year just because we simply outgrew the kitchen.
Boy, look at the sponsors you've got.
Oh, yeah.
You obviously are very popular. You're doing a great job. I mean, U-Haul and Rimrock Mall and...
We're very lucky.
Harden and Laurel, the Beartooth, Red
to
Lodge.
Be here in Montana because, you know, they're so supportive of our veterans. And you guys know, we're one or number two in the nation per capita veteran population, but also leading in the 22 a day. So this is just my way, since I'm a combat vet as well, of being able to continue to take care of the troops, if you will. This year, we're going to do things a little bit different. We're in the fact that we're giving meal boxes away. So you get a full-fledged turkey. You get the mashed potatoes, the gravy, the green beans, dinner rolls, and a pie. So all convenient in one box, and you can
grab and go. November 26th from 0900 to 1500, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. One form of military service ID is required, or like a VA card or something like that.
214 VA retirement.
Your driver's license, you can have a veteran designation on that. Yep. Yeah. And this is all, you know, provided free of charge thanks to your generous donors. How can people find out more, follow Warrior Wishes Montana, and where are you going to be?
This year is the same as last year, so folks, don't get confused or be lost. We're still going to be in Roundup, Hardin, Red Lodge, Laurel, and Billings. This year, Billings location, I like to move it around a little bit. This year, we're going to be at the Rimrock Mall at the main entrance.
So multiple locations.
We have five locations that we go to.
So Warrior Wishes Montana on Facebook, is that the best thing? You got a website as well?
We also have a website, warriorwishesmontana.com. There's also a donate button if you'd like to donate. I encourage people to do that because that money stays here in Montana.
Very cool. Very cool. I was just grocery shopping yesterday and ran into a fellow veteran, and I told him, I retired. He's like, oh, man, that's great. But that's why he loves things like this and Veterans Day, because you get to get back with the old crew, just like old times. Well, Miguel, Warrior Wishes Montana, thanks for what you do. Thanks for dropping in. Good to see you.
Aaron, thank you.
All right, quick break. We get to Mike and Big Timber on the phone lines coming up right after this. And, more to follow.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Everyone in the media knows that Donald Trump likes to hire people he's seen on TV. That's why he tapped Pete Hegseth, formerly of Fox, to run the Pentagon. The latest example, Sean Duffy, former congressman who was the co-host of a show on Fox Business, has now been tapped by the president to be transportation secretary. Another example, Dr. Oz, a TV doctor who many scientists say peddled a lot of fake science on his TV show. He's being put in charge of the Medicare and Medicaid program. Now, everyone also knows in the press that Trump doesn't like when people openly campaign for a job. So Howard Lutnick, who seemed in line to be Treasury Secretary, was so blatant in his lobbying that he's now been knocked down to Commerce Secretary. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
The Department of Homeland Security now confirming that the violent Venezuelan prison gang known as Tren de Aragua, TDA, is now confirmed to have a presence in Montana. Of course, if you've been listening to Montana Talk since day one, you would know exactly what has been happening with our southern border and this invasion taking place, especially in the last 3.5 years. Montana Talks, it's the show where you get to talk and we cover the big issues. Statewide, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, let's start with a caller. I know I got plenty of things I could chat about with you here. And Danny Reberg is, you know, pretty much sidekicking now as well. We were just going to show him the ropes of how to work the phone lines and everything. But why not take advantage of this opportunity to have a great sidekick on the show this morning as well? So, Danny, good to see you.
Oh, glad to do it.
Do you think you know how to take our next caller? We got Mike in Big Timber there. Yeah, make him live for us there. Double tap and go. Button, wrong button. Yep. See, this is that whole congressman thing. You know,
well, it's the second one. I'm going to put little sticky notes on this. So
that's
know
a
exactly.
good idea. I should almost like highlight that whole little bar because I don't even think we use the other buttons around.
See, the problem is, I'm worried about the buttons. I don't even know who's on the line.
Well, it's Mike and Big Timber. Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Mike, what's going on?
Thank you. Good morning, gentlemen. Good job, Mr. Reberg.
Are you a longtime Big Timber resident?
I've been here 8 years, 15 years in Bozeman, and then 15 years before that in West Yellowstone.
Well, when my dad ran for Congress in 1970, Sweetgrass County and Powder River County were the only two ones that he won.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And Jack is a great guy.
Yeah, he ran against John Belcher, and he was awesome.
Yeah.
He was state senator, state rep, but Big Timber came through. McLeod, we had family in McLeod. We had a ranch down there.
That's a great little spot,
Cooper,
too.
Yeah, the Cooper Ranch.
Yeah, that's what, now it's all Hollywood celebrities and a bunch of Chicago financiers, I think,
and don't vote
surrounding
here,
McLeod.
Thank God they don't vote here.
Well, Mike, what's on your mind? I think you wanted to say something about Trende Aragua, which is not trendier agua.
Right,
it's not trendy water. It's a violent Venezuelan gang.
Well, the question I have, actually, too, what information and who put the information out that their presence is here in Montana? And if that be the case, can't the governor or local law enforcement, state law enforcement, remove these people?
Yeah, that's a good question. I actually did. I sent a follow-up to the Department of Homeland Security, to their media folks yesterday, because, Danny, you probably saw the New York Post story. The New York Post, quoting an intelligence memo put out by the Department of Homeland Security, says that Trende Aragua, this violent Venezuelan gang, is now operating in 16 states, including Montana. So everybody's asking the question, well, what can Montana do about this? I hope they're giving more information other than just, hey, we think that Trende Aragua is in your state, because I've reached out to sheriffs and other Billings police and the Cascade County Sheriff Jesse Slaughter, and so far nobody has heard of anything specific in their area. So if you got some specifics, please share that with local law enforcement.
And unfortunately, under this current administration, Biden's administration, not a lot can be done because they refuse to accept or recognize that people are moving to America to do bad things, and especially in the drug and the prostitution trafficking arena. But I got to tell you, there are DEA and FBI people that are living right here in Billings, Montana, that want to do something about it.
They're ready to get to work.
I have resumes to turn on to the Trump administration, the people that have 30 years in the FBI, and they want to try and fix those agencies. So he's absolutely right. What can we do? How do we do it? How quickly can we do it? I find it interesting, this whole mass deportation. No, it was mass immigration. Why don't we ever talk about all the mass people coming in as opposed to sending the mass people back?
Yeah, and Mike, thanks. Or Mike, did you have a follow-up comment or question on that?
Right. The thing is if you arrest these people or after they have committed crimes, why should the taxpayers be footing the bill to put them in jail, to give them three squares, a cot, TV, whatever? They should be immediately deported. Why waste time and money on their trial? Yeah. There's that many people, Mr. Reberg, here that in law enforcement they should be able to do something about it right now.
Yeah. The downside is, of course, okay, so let's say, for example, we just had a guy in Belgrade, Montana. I did an interview with Jesse Kelly on the first TV last night where we talked about this TDA's presence in Montana. And I told him how there was a guy in Belgrade, Montana. The local media described him as Belgrade man arrested for shooting at the police. Well, I checked the Gallatin County jail roster. He's on an ICE hold. He's on an immigration hold. Oh, so this is not a Belgrade man. So where is this man actually from and how do we deport him? The challenge is we have these violent criminal illegal aliens that commit more crimes on our soil. If we tried to deport them, well, first off, the feds are going to say, no, that's our job. And mm-hmm. the courts have backed them up in that. Right. So they will actively stand in the way of our deportation efforts, even when our local officials want to and would try to do that. But the other thing is, when these people commit violent criminal acts, here's the problem is, even if we deport them, how easily will they sneak back into this country and commit more crimes? Mm-hmm. So that's why we still need to keep some of these people behind bars.
That's right.
But the Biden administration should pick up the tab for that, not Cascade County, not Gallatin County, because they're the ones who sent these illegals here in the first place.
Well, I went down to El Paso with Attorney General Austin Knudsen of Montana, and we talked to the Border Patrol, and they said they're just catch and release. They're just watchers. And they showed us the migrants coming down the mountain on the Mexican side, coming in then through tunnels and other places. There are cars waiting for them on the other side of the border. And the reason that Austin were down and I were down there is we were standing where the fence ended, and they just had barbed wire, and they were walking across bridges and such. Trump is right. We got to finish that wall, too. There's many different things we can do, electronic monitoring, both on the northern border. I used to chair the Northern Border Caucus, and we had people, as they closed up the southern border, they're sneaking around to Canada and coming in across the Canadian border into Montana over in the trade side, the western one-third, with their drugs and such. So we also have a problem on the northern border we're going to have to pay attention to. So we got dogs,
that's right.
And we got people, and we got electronics. We're trying to do it all, but the Biden administration was a failure.
So thanks to Mike and Big Timber for the call. You can free up that phone line. Yep, there you go. All right, he figured it out. A member of Congress figured something out all by himself.
Well, I have staff here. I brought my wife.
You work for her.
Trust me, I married my lawyer, so I do work for her.
Yeah. Well, it's great to see both Denny and Jan Reberg here in the house. Taking your phone calls, 406-294-0970. Speaking of Trende Aragua, illegal aliens coming here, committing crimes. You know, what are we going to do about it? You know, Major General Paul Vallely, retired General Vallely.
Well, I was hoping to get him on when I'm here.
You should do that, yeah.
Yeah, I can call Paul and see if I can get him on.
So I just saw him at the Lincoln-Reagan-Trump dinner. It's not just the Lincoln-Reagan dinner in Kalispell. It's the Lincoln-Reagan-Trump dinner in Kalispell. And he told me he's already been talking with folks about what to do if and when President Trump becomes president again. And they're talking about just fundamentally overhauling a lot of the DOD and the Pentagon.
Yep.
And, you know, because right now there's a lot of bureaucratic, overhead there, shall we say.
Right.
Call it the military-industrial complex, too many generals, too many flag officers, whatever you want to call it. But so they're thinking outside the box about what to do. But one thing that General Vallely has talked about, especially with his special operations background, is not just playing defense against the drug cartels, but playing offense against the drug cartels. Evan Hafer, you know Evan Hafer, he's the founder of Black Rifle Coffee Company.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And he's retired special forces. He was on Joe Rogan's podcast. The DailyCaller.com had this story. Evan Hafer had this to say when it comes to using Delta Force to go on the offense against the cartels. And we've edited out some of the language, of course, from the Rogan podcast.
Bro, if we declare war on the cartel, like these dudes are not going to understand what the f*** is going on.
No,
like,
of course not.
They are going to be, because, God.
You'll
God
stop
bless
the distribution.
Those guys.
That's going to be, yeah.
They are in for a world of, like, ultra-violence they've never actually felt before. Because, they, you know, obviously this is a very capable ultra-violent organization. They have no clue if we organize these Tier 1 units against them. This is going to be what I would be doing if I was down there. Like, I know all those shoeboxes in my you know, my walls that I'm going to have to collect up. I'd be getting ready to retire right now. That's what I would be doing. Because if Delta Force is hunting me, bro, I would be so terrified.
Anyway, that was Evan Hafer saying, you know, if we declare war, if President Trump declares war on the cartels instead of this open invite that Joe Biden and John Tester allowed for the cartels to enter this country, he's like, man, can you imagine if we turned Delta Force loose on the cartels? He's saying even the cartels wouldn't know what was about to hit them.
That's exactly right. You have to use stealth, I guess is what it is, to get inside, get them. And you got to have the judges to back you up. And that's where Trump's going to change things. Governor Gianforte is appointing the right kind of people. We're having new district court judges coming on. We have to get the kind of people that clearly understand that you can't have these criminals floating around America and Montana. And they really take advantage of the reservations. The drugs are just unbelievable. And that's where Austin Knudsen, as our attorney general, is able to talk about all the problems that are occurring in Montana as a result of the criminal illegal aliens that are here.
And can you imagine where we would have been as a state these last 4 years if we didn't have an attorney general like Austin Knudsen standing up to this federal overreach during the COVID years, all the other craziness. Yeah. I mean, filing over 51 lawsuits, many of which were successful, standing up for railroaders that were being threatened to lose their jobs if they didn't get the COVID. I mean, where would we have been if we didn't have a rock star attorney general like Austin
Knudsen? Well, he's a young guy, a really young. Started this month, you know, like when I did.
Well, compared to you, I was
a teenager. Lieutenant Governor. I was the youngest in the country who was going to start it, and the oldest would have quit. I mean, the youngest would have quit. But he's a young man, former Speaker of the House, 51 lawsuits. They hate him. The administration, Biden administration, they know who Austin Knudsen is, and he's right on these issues. We've got to get some sense back in the White House, and Trump's going to do that for us.
RFK Jr., you sent me this article from The Free Press, not the Montana Free Press. This is The Free Press, which is, I think, is a more conservative outlet compared to the liberal Montana Free Press. But anyway, a simple litmus test for RFK Jr.'s idea. The media describes the new HHS chief as a conspiracy theorist, but how many of his ideas are actually used in Europe? More than you would think, according to this article. Stand by. You can hear the music rolling. That means we got to take a quick break here on Montana Talks. We'll talk more with Congressman Denny Rehberg, who will be filling in, guest hosting the show coming up right after this. And we're taking your phone calls right now, 406-294-0970.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So one topic I was thinking I really want to get into here. In fact, I snagged almost the entire audio from the full hearing, a couple of days ago, they had a House hearing in Congress for the Crow Revenue Act. The Crow Revenue Act, this is a bill that was introduced by Montana's Western District Congressman and former Secretary of the Interior, Ryan Zinke. And, of course, the bill also has support from Congressman Matt Rosendale from the Eastern Congressional District as well. Denny, I'm hoping now Liberal Senator John Tester, although he lost the election, he's still a senator until January, 3rd, when the new senators
January
get
3rd.
Sworn in.
Yep.
Now, he says that he supports the Crow Revenue Act.
Then it would pass. I guarantee.
I hope.
I guarantee you, if both senators from a state want a bill to pass the Senate, it will pass the Senate. If one does not, then they'll come up with all kinds of excuses. Schumer may cover his rear end, or one of the other Democrat senators may cover it. But if two senators from the state of Montana want it to pass, it will pass. And it, of course, it has.
So hopefully, that's kind of my point. Is like, hopefully, John Tester actually does support this Crow Revenue Act. He says he does. Well, you actually can get this across the finish line, because if Tester can get the Democrats to support it, if Danes can, obviously the Republicans are going to support it, because it supports the Bull Mountain mine, a coal mine south of Roundup. It supports the Crow Nation. The Crow chairman, Chairman White Clay, was testifying in support of the Crow Revenue Act. This is a bill that would help keep the Bull Mountain mine up and running and provide, I think, $100 million in revenue over the next 10 years to the Crow Nation and the Crow people. It's a win-win, but the wacko environmental groups are opposing it. But if Tester supports it,
right,
and
it'll
if
pass.
And if he truly will honor his commitment to the Crow people, then, hey, get it done.
Well, very few bills pass through on their own, usually that are attached to something else, because it's very difficult to get controversial bills through unless you do attach it. But I don't know where this is in the process. I think I heard that Senator Daines testified that means it was probably in committee right now. Well, it has to get out of the committee in the Senate, and then it has to get to the floor, and there has to be a vote on it in the floor. But I got to tell you, Tester and Schumer are best friends. I used to catch them all the time at Cafe Berlin in Washington, D.C., huddled in the corner, and that's why Senator Tester ended up chairman of Defense Appropriations. If you want one job in Congress, House or Senate, other than being Speaker or Majority Leader, you want to be the chairman of Defense Appropriations. That's where all the defense money goes, and you totally control it. And so he's clearly best friends with Chuck Schumer. If he wants that bill, it will pass. Well,
did I tell you, or did you hear about when I ran into Chuck Schumer at the airport?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
So I was at Reagan Airport, and I wasn't in D.C. for anything political. I was there for a military monument designation in honor of a fallen family member, and I was there with one of my cousins. And we're just sitting in the airport waiting to come home, and off the plane comes Chuck Schumer. So I just said, "Hey, Chuck, we're gonna beat John Tester in Montana." And he starts, yeah. we go back and forth. It was really fun, and because he was talking trash and I'm talking yep. trash. He was like 40 feet away from me, and he's still yelling back at me, "You got a crazy candidate in Montana." Well, crazy just won. Yeah. If that's
well, he can get it through as a single standalone bill. If Tester wants it, Schumer will do that for him. It doesn't need to be attached to anything controversial or anything else. It could go through as a standalone bill. So,
well, I hope
that'll be
done.
A final test to see. Is he going to back the environmentalists, or is he going to back the Native Americans that want it?
Well, I think I'll save the audio for the 9 o'clock hour here, so our friends, in Malta and Lewistown, Plentywood, elsewhere, get a chance to hear it as well. But I pulled the hearing audio where Zinke testified, where Chairman Whiteclay testified, and then there was a funny back and forth. Zinke questioned the environmental lawyer from the Montana Environmental Information Center, Durf Johnson, a radical leftist. And I just think it's so funny that you have a woke white liberal pretending, up there saying what he thinks is best for the Crow people, when you have the Crow chairman himself saying, no, this bill is good for the Crow people. But no, let's listen to what the woke white liberal from the MEIC has to say about it. But Zinke asked him some really good questions, and he didn't have any answers.
Well, as I mentioned in an earlier hour, the MEIC is going to make a lot of money over the years for their membership, because they're so radically environmental, and they will hate Donald Trump and anything having to do with the Secretary of Interior or Department of Education. Department of Energy, you go on down the list, and all of the other side, the liberal side, are going to raise money galore in their opposition to anything that Trump's people are promoting. So this is one of those cases where the MEIC has to stay pure as an environmental group for money-raising purposes to keep themselves relevant.
Yeah, so many of these environmental groups, they're just a corporation unto themselves.
Oh, they are.
They're in it for the money.
Yeah.
They're in it for the paycheck. It's not about the environment and what's best for the environment. And that was one of the questions Zinke threw at him. It's like, okay, you're sitting here claiming that this mine is harming the elk herd in the Bull Mountains. It's an underground mine. Yeah. I mean, what are the elk getting lost in the tunnels? I mean, give me a break.
Yeah. I toured it one time, and I had just been in that boat crash, and I had a broken leg and a broken ankle. And they said, it's no problem. You can go in the mine and stuff. Well, there was more climbing over stuff to keep the walls up and the roof from falling down. Then I spent all my time, with my stiff leg and a broken ankle trying to climb all over their stuff. They're great operators. It's a dry mine in many ways.
Yeah.
And so it's phenomenal.
What about RFK Jr.? He's somebody who I think is a real environmentalist, right? And he's asking good questions. I love how Donald Trump said, I'm going to let him go wild for a little while, and then I'm going to rein him in,
Yes.
Acknowledging that, hey, the guy's got some great ideas. He's questioning some good things. Well, there might be some things where it's like, I don't know about that.
Well,
RFK.
The fossil fuel in the electric car. I mean, how's he going to work with Elon Musk in the electric car? And the electric car doesn't function unless you have a federal subsidy helping to pay for it, like solar and wind has subsidies. They would implode or fall in upon themselves without that federal subsidy. So it'll be interesting. Obviously, Musk does
doesn't need a subsidy, but he gets to take advantage of it because it's in place because, past administrations put that incentive in for electric cars. But that's going to be an interesting one for me to watch.
That's right. Hey, we got some callers on the phone lines here. Why don't you queue up line one? Yeah, go to line one. That was our first caller. Right on John in Bozeman. What's on your mind, Right on John? Thanks for the call. Did you have a quick question or comment?
Yes. Welcome to the Montana Talks guest host show featuring John Jackson, Denny Rebirth, David Noble, and sometimes Nancy.
Well, I did this all by myself. I got you on by double tapping the button and turning up your sound.
He's got his big boy pants on now.
I'm doing it now.
You could be touring the rainforest with Joe Biden. Yeah.
I've been there. Been to the rainforest.
Yeah, did you have a quick question or comment? Go ahead.
Yeah, I haven't talked to you personally in about a year there, Denny. You know me, it's right on, John.
Oh, absolutely.
Anyways, the YMCA, don't worry, here in Bozeman, you're not going to see any dancing Zoe Zephyrs there, but they need help getting a new boiler donated and hopefully a sauna. The warming center needs donated some washers, commercial washers and dryers. Their old ones are not commercial, and they need a whole bunch of repairs. I came up a new name for the Democrats. They're called Demoncrats. And they really don't realize it'll cost more to house and jail and deporting than deporting with country agreements. So if we...
It's going to be more expensive to keep them here than it is to deport them out of the country.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point there.
That is.
Yeah. Maybe there's a generous donor out there that'd like to help the YMCA in Bozeman there. It sounds like as well. Now he wasn't proposing a sauna for the warming center, was he? That was for the YMCA, I think.
The
right.
YMCA.
Yeah. Cause I wonder how many of these warming centers end up getting populated by Trinidad or Aruba.
No, we're sending them back to Venezuela, which is a warming center.
Yeah, you need a warming center? Venezuela is very nice this time of year.
Yes,
isn't it?
Is.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Next up, let's go to line two. Yeah, cue it up. Nope, that's line three. Well, we can go to line three, I guess. Careful now, because what you don't want to do is drop somebody by accident. Okay, there we go. All right, now go to line two for us. Cue it up. There you go. We got Jeff in Joliet. Jeff, what's going on?
Jeff, sorry about that. I'm playing with buttons inappropriately.
It's all right. I'm washing some windows here in this cold weather. A couple dirty dogs put their paws up on the windows. Anyway, the reason I called is when crimes are committed and there are accessories, to like murder, those accessories are also held liable to the same laws of our country. So as far as the border is concerned, Joe opened that for day one, and Mala Harris, she's the border czar, so she was in charge of closing it and monitoring that. And then you got Mayorkas.
So they should all be held accountable.
They should all go to jail for life.
They should be held accountable. Yeah, they should be held accountable for the death of Lincoln Riley. Think about it. Thanks for the call, Jeff. Who flew, on your taxpayer dime, who flew Lincoln Riley's killer from the fancy hotel in New York to Georgia? Great point there, Jeff.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I don't understand why, and I have a whole list of new resistance among blue state Democrats. Why are they so interested in protecting the rights of people that didn't respect our laws, our borders, our sovereignty, entered this country with the help of Joe and Kamala Harris, aided and abetted the law breaking, invited them in, and didn't follow through? It is insane. We have had hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of Americans victims of violent crimes. And I don't for the life of me, and I will never understand it, why the left in this country is not standing up for the rights of Americans.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
All right, so you can't wait for Black Friday. Well, neither can Blinds.com, and they are kicking off their savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Now, the holidays are right around the corner, but there's still time to upgrade your home thanks to Blinds.com. and swapping out those old blinds for custom window coverings. It's a small project, but it has massive and big results, and Blinds.com makes it simple, easy, and affordable. Now, a Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. They can even handle everything from measuring and installation, and you can get the window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost, whether it's one window or 100. You're going to love Blinds.com. Now, shop Black Friday mega deals all month long. When you go to Blinds.com, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now. That's up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free measure for a limited time, thanks to Blinds.com. Okay. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
When you buy something, you want to know what it costs. If you accept a job, you want to know what it pays. Those are just the most obvious examples of how information helps us make decisions. It's true at every level, from making decisions about you and your family to making decisions about the economy. But when it's the government making the decisions, some people think otherwise. Despite a 250-year-long tradition of gathering data and information on population and the economy in the federal government, some want to sharply curtail the government's ability to gather information. Budget cuts, restrictions on what can be gathered, or even mass resistance and noncompliance. While oversight of bureaucracies like census is certainly reasonable, the across-the-board pushback on information gathering out of privacy concerns is harder to understand. Anyone who's used a credit card, cell phone, or web browser has surrendered more personal information about themselves than any census taker ever obtained. I'm Patrick Barkey.
First month, Pure Talk, America's wireless company.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
All right, let's see. Why don't you queue up line three there, Denny, for us. On line three, we've got Todd in Billings. Todd, thanks for the call. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. I got an idea strategy for deportation for the Homeland Security when Homan gets in charge of it. First thing I'd do is create an app that shows where all the sanctuary cities and states are. And get a GPS on it so the illegals can all find their way there. And then I would start with the red states and start cleaning up the red states first. And we'll see how long these sanctuary cities last when they get completely flooded with all of the immigrants that are fleeing from the red states. I think it'd be a lot easier to track them down that way.
Well, and who was it that made the point? Was it Tom Homan? Who was it? I saw it somewhere. Maybe it was one of our listeners who called in and made this point that on that very front, these sanctuary cities, these sanctuary states, these Democrat governors and mayors that are going to try to fight back and resist the deportation efforts, they had the idea, Danny Reberg, they had the idea of, well, defund them, strip away their funding, and use that funding for the red states to, yeah, like he says, clean up the red states first and then get on to, and take the fight to the blue states after that.
Great idea, but I also want to go after the blue states. And what I hope they do is this gal in Pennsylvania that broke the law to count additional votes and try and get the Democrat to win the Senate race. They need to prosecute her. Don't put her in jail, but fine her. She broke the law. And we need to go back to some of these blue states and say, okay, you want to flaunt the law at us? We'll see you in court because we're not going to put up with it. We're going to deport them whether you like it or not. So it'll be a balance. And I think the president's putting the right people in place. I wish some caller would call in. If they've ever seen Tom Homan smile, would they please call in and tell us when and how he smiled? That guy is serious. There's not a smile in him. He's getting after this. It's going to happen.
What's Dan Bongino say? Cutesy time is over, and Tom Homan means it. Yeah,
he's a serious guy.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, you can free up that line three. Todd, thanks for the call. If we don't get to the other callers here before we wrap up this hour of the show, we'll have the phone lines open coming up in the 9 o'clock hour as well. I don't know if Denny, if you're in this boat, but for some of you, I know you usually like to be out hunting this time of year, but you're thinking, yeah. The thing is even if I get a good shot off and I get that deer or I get that elk, man, I'm not going to be able to haul that thing out of those hills. I got this back problem, or I got this knee problem, or I got these hips. Well, let me tell you about QC Kinetics. QC Kinetics has hundreds of clinics all across America, but they're now boots on the ground here in Montana, and they specialize in regenerative medicine. This is all natural regenerative medicine where they basically get you moving again without the achy joints, without the pain pills, without steroid shots, without surgery. They take the healing properties that are already in your own body to attack the root cause of your pain. You can call QC Kinetics right now for a free consultation, 406-201-6263. Again, that's 406-201-6263. So, Denny, you can see, yeah, the hardest part is just figuring out how to get the right phone call on the phone line and keep the mics on or turn them off when you need to or whatever. So you're going to have, man, our listeners are going to have a ton of fun with you here in a couple of weeks.
Well, and I love your sponsors. You know, I went to an orthopedic surgeon yesterday. If I could figure out some other way of fixing my knee, I would do it. An alternative. This guy, Jan, is my wife is sitting in the room here. She's a big advocate for alternative
Which ortho surgeons did you go see? Because there's some great ones here.
I went to a guy by the name of Jim Elliott, and there was a Jim Elliott that was a state representative from Trout Creek, Montana.
Oh, yeah. He was a Democrat.
He became president of the Senate. This Jim Elliott's from Haver, and we talked a lot about it. I'm going to send him a picture of the Jim Elliott over in Trout Creek. But he's a phenomenal doctor.
Oh, okay.
From Haver, went to Carroll College, and then had to go off to medical school and come back. But Bill, this is his last diet that you advertised?
Oh, yeah.
Jan and I did.
Did you really?
Protein. Oh, yeah.
It's a great program.
Oh,
isn't it amazing how
you
it
lost
works?
Lost weight? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible. So Tim and Savage, who we've heard from before, he's down 50 pounds, and he hasn't even been doing the program for 2 months yet, and he's already down 50 pounds.
That's phenomenal.
All right. Well, Denny's going to join us for part of the 9 o'clock hour. I'm going to play some audio from that House hearing on the Crow Revenue Act, take your phone calls, and much more. Did you?